I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happened with JD, my friend, is under the weather since yesterday. Now, we told you to go home and we gave you some suggestions of us growing up in very Latino households. And I will say home remedies and mama's kisses to foreheads and chicken noodle soups are always better than all the medication that these doctors be prescribing you. Pharm, am I right?
That's right.
It's pharmaceuticals. All right. So what we will be doing, because you don't look all the way there yet, buddy.
Thank you for that, Joey.
We need some remedies. We need some remedies for JD here. What's a good remedy for JD to feel better? 602-805-0101. First of all, the symptoms are?
I'd probably say like a head cold.
Head cold?
Yeah, I just feel stuffy. I've been coughing. I have some body aches here and there.
You know what this is, though?
Huh?
This is karma.
You think so?
Remember, I think
it was Monday.
It was Monday. Someone called in.
Uh-huh.
For Cruise on Film. Yes. She wasn't feeling good. She had a cold. And yes. You're like, who gets a cold during the summer?
I know.
That is so true.
Remember that?
Yes.
No, it immediately happened.
That is karma, because this girl felt horrible. She called through sick to win Kehlani tickets, and you clowned her for who gets a cold during the summer.
I know. I think she did work at a hospital, though, so that kind of just, you have it coming, I guess, when you're around sick people.
At least she's doing something good.
I know, but immediately after that call, I'm not even saying it just to, like, amp this up. I really got sick the moment after that call.
It's the definition of karma.
I have her number. It was Misty. So I'm going to call her back Misty, and apologize to her.
Was it Mesa?
You know what?
Yes. Yes, Misty and Mesa.
Yeah, I remember the name, Misty and Mesa. Do you have an apology for Misty and Mesa?
Misty, to be honest, I should have never done that. And whatever you had, you found a way through your witchcraft and your sorcery to send it through the phone lines.
I was thinking about it last night. I was like, I'm pretty sure JD had this coming because he was clowning that girl. Anywho, so you have like a cold, body aching, head cold situation. So we gave you some suggestions yesterday. Did you go see my buddy Edson at his restaurant, Centrigo, for the pozole?
Yes, I did. And because it's downtown, it was an easy walk. Even though I was supposed to chill my body and I'm supposed to rest, I made my way over there. And it was lovely. That was my first time having. Now, is it pozole or pozole? It's with a Z.
Yeah, but it's like pozole. Yeah.
So you say it with an S.
Pozole.
Okay.
Yeah,
pozole. Well, that's how it's spelled, with all due respect. So I had a big cup of that, and that was delicious. Yeah. And I had it like super spicy. And then he tried to get me to have a shot of mezcal, and I'm like, come on, fam. Like, but there was a part of me that wanted to do it for the plot, Joey.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. And that made me feel good. So, like, that cleared up the sinuses and stuff like that. And then I went home and just started resting.
Did you do the Vaparu? You did.
Yes. Yeah, and I told my mom what I was doing. And I asked her if she had, like, any home remedies that she would do, you know, when I was growing up. And she said that we used to do Vicks, but she used to call it greasing up. That's
greasing
what we
up. Greasing up.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
She said that she used Vicks Vaporub, and a cover, like a cotton cloth with a safety pin around my neck, and she said we called it greasing up.
Greasing up.
I haven't heard of the cloth thing, but okay.
Yeah. And then I put it up on my IG at the actual JD, and it's so funny that all of you think you're doctors. It's just wild to me. Some guy literally was like, just go to the gym, sweat it out. You should do the opposite of resting. You should not rot.
No.
And I was like, fam, you need to rest. That's like usually the best cure for, I don't know, anything.
You got to listen to your body.
You're literally not supposed to work out when you're sick because you're overworking your body.
I know. He was like, do cardio in light weights. I was like, you're a moron.
And then you're putting germs all over the gym equipment.
Exactly.
So you have germs all over you. And then I'm getting other people sick. It's a terrible idea. And then I did that overnight with the sock thing. You know, I put the Vaparub
under your feet.
I honestly thought it was just a good bit that you guys were doing. I did not know that it was an actual thing.
Oh, no, that's an actual thing.
An actual thing. I do it every time I'm sick. It's, I think, more for a cough. It's supposed to, like, take the cough away. So in my head, I'm like, I'm doing this every time.
Yeah. I thought it was going to instantly heal me and I would come in here a little bit more chipper. And I'm just not.
You're halfway there.
I'm halfway there. And I don't get sick. So this is pretty crazy.
Yeah. You never really get sick.
Ever.
Yeah.
So when I do, I just get kicked in the face. So shout out to all the anti-doctors out there who trying to give me these terrible, terrible remedies.
All right. Who catches a cold in the summer? Well, Misty and Mesa and now JD.
I should apologize to her.
Go ahead.
Funny.
We have a big platform here.
I want to talk to her, to be honest, if we can. But Misty, I'm sorry. I hope you still have it, too, because I want us to suffer together.
She's out there in the world doing good work in healthcare.
I'm doing good work. I'm using my platform to help others.
Okay.
Misty, I'm sorry. That's on me.
What home remedies worked on you specifically for his symptoms? Let us know. Mama probably has something that JD hasn't heard so far on the board. Paparub, you did some pozole. It's very Latino, would you say, remedies, if you
will. Yes, and so. I believe it. You know, I trust you guys.
Yeah.
I try to rub some dirt, you know, just on my head, and that didn't work.
602-805-0101. Need some remedies for JD. Holla at us.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's blow.